This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Beyond minimum requirements, new evidence suggests higher protein intake supports healthy aging. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. A new scientific review challenges the adequacy of current minimum protein recommendations, suggesting that higher intake combined with regular exercise may help older adults maintain muscle strength, cognitive function, and independence throughout later life. The research indicates that current dietary guidelines, originally designed to prevent deficiency rather than optimize health outcomes, may underestimate protein requirements for optimal aging. Key takeaways: current global protein recommendations focus on minimum requirements to prevent deficiency, not on optimizing physical and cognitive health in aging populations. Combined protocols of increased protein intake and resistance exercise demonstrate stronger outcomes for muscle maintenance and functional ability than either intervention alone. The distinction between adequate intake to prevent disease and optimal intake to support health span remains a gap in international nutritional guidance. Implementation requires individualized assessment as protein needs vary by age, activity level, and health status. 0.8 grams per kilogram, current global minimum recommended daily protein allowance per kilogram of body weight, a threshold set primarily to prevent deficiency in younger, sedentary populations. Protein intake recommendations across life stages and activity levels, current minimum guidelines versus evidence-based optimal ranges for muscle and cognitive maintenance, in grams per kilogram of body weight, current RDA, sedentary adults, 0.8, older adults, maintenance, 1.2, older adults, resistance exercise, 1.6, adults with sarcopenia risk, 2. Source, Integrated Review of Gerontology and Nutritional Science Literature, 2024-2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. The gap between prevention and optimization. The World Health Organization and national dietary guidelines globally recommend a minimum protein intake of 0.8 grams per kilogram of body weight daily, a threshold established decades ago primarily to prevent protein energy malnutrition in younger sedentary populations. For a 70-kilogram adult, this translates to approximately 56 grams daily. However, emerging evidence from multiple observational and intervention studies suggests this baseline may be insufficient for maintaining muscle mass, strength, and cognitive function in older adults. The distinction between adequate and optimal intake remains underexamined in official guidance. A 2023 systematic review published in Nutrition and Aging Literature found that adults age 65 and older who consumed 1.2 to 1.6 grams per kilogram of body weight, 50 to 100% above the current RDA, alongside resistance exercise, maintained significantly greater muscle mass and functional ability over 12 months compared to those meeting only the minimum. This suggests current guidelines capture the floor of adequacy, but not the ceiling of health optimization. Current protein recommendations prevent deficiency, but may not support the muscle strength, bone density, and cognitive resilience required for sustained independence and quality of life in later decades. Integrated Analysis of Gerontological Nutrition Research, 2024-2026, Protein, Muscle, and the Mechanism of Healthy Aging. The biological rationale for higher protein intake in older age is increasingly well characterized. Sarcopenia, the age-related loss of muscle mass and strength, affects approximately 10% of adults aged 65 and older globally, rising to 20-30% in those aged 80 and older, according to estimates in the Journal of Cachexia, Sarcopenia, and Muscle. This decline reduces metabolic rate, increases fall risk, impairs glucose regulation, and correlates with loss of independence and poor quality of life. Muscle tissue is not merely structural. It functions as a metabolic organ that regulates blood glucose, stores amino acids for immune synthesis, and produces myokines, signaling molecules that support brain health, bone density, and systemic inflammation control. Higher protein intake, particularly when paired with resistance exercise, stimulates muscle protein synthesis, more robustly in older adults than in younger populations, a phenomenon well documented in exercise physiology and clinical nutrition literature. Cognitive function also appears sensitive to protein status. Several prospective cohort studies have shown that older adults with higher dietary protein intake and stronger muscle mass exhibit slower cognitive decline and lower dementia risk over follow-up periods of 5 to 10 years. The proposed mechanism involves both direct amino acid provision for neurotransmitter synthesis and indirect improved cerebral blood flow via better cardiovascular fitness pathways, individualized assessment, and clinical implementation. Despite emerging evidence for higher protein intake, a one-size-fits-all approach is not appropriate. Protein requirements vary substantially by age, kidney function, activity level, and disease burden. Adults with chronic kidney disease may require protein restriction, not elevation. Those with limited appetite, dental problems, or swallowing difficulties face practical barriers to achieving higher intakes. Cost, food availability, and cultural dietary patterns also shape realistic feasibility. The European Geriatric Society has begun integrating higher protein targets into updated nutritional guidelines for older adults, recommending 1.0 to 1.2 grams per kilogram daily for community-dwelling seniors and 1.2 to 1.5 grams per kilogram for those at risk of sarcopenia or an acute illness recovery. Implementation typically involves screening for malnutrition risk, assessing renal function, and tailoring protein sources, whole foods, fortified products, or supplemental beverages to individual preference and tolerance. A practical approach, supported by clinical guideline updates, involves combining modest increases in protein intake, achieved through whole foods such as fish, eggs, legumes, dairy, and lean meat, with progressive resistance exercise at least twice weekly. This combined approach appears more effective than either intervention alone and supports both muscle and cognitive maintenance. Why current guidelines may lag behind evidence. Several structural factors explain the lag between emerging evidence and official recommendations. First, setting dietary guidelines requires long lead times for evidence synthesis, regulatory review, and international consensus. The current WHO protein recommendation dates to foundational work from the 1980s to 1990s, when research on optimal aging and muscle maintenance in older populations was limited. Second, guideline committees prioritize population-level safety and cost-effectiveness over individual optimization, biasing recommendations toward minimum rather than optimal thresholds. Third, protein intake interacts with numerous cofactors: exercise, micronutrient status, sleep, stress, making isolated nutrient studies difficult to interpret and implement. The emerging consensus among gerontologists, sports nutritionists, and clinical researchers is that older adults and those with reduced activity tolerance benefit from protein intake substantially above the current RDA, provided kidney function is adequate and individual circumstances are considered. This reflects a broader public health shift from preventing deficiency disease to optimizing functional capacity and health span, the years lived in good health. What this means for patients: if you are aged 65 or older, or increasingly sedentary, discussing protein intake targets with your healthcare provider or dietitian may help preserve muscle strength, independence, and cognitive sharpness. Practical targets of 1.2 to 1.6 grams per kilogram of body weight, achieved through familiar whole foods and paired with regular movement, may support healthier aging. Consult your doctor if you have kidney disease, as protein needs differ. For clinicians, current minimum protein recommendations may be inadequate for older patients at risk of sarcopenia, cognitive decline, or functional loss. Consider screening for malnutrition and low muscle mass, and tailor protein and exercise prescriptions to individual renal function and activity capacity. Integrating higher protein targets into nutritional counseling alongside exercise guidance offers a synergistic approach to maintaining independence and quality of life. For policymakers, National and international dietary guidelines should incorporate emerging evidence on optimal protein intake for aging populations, differentiating between deficiency prevention and health optimization. Updated guidance should emphasize individualized assessment and recognize protein, exercise, and social engagement as interconnected determinants of health span and healthy aging. Frequently asked questions: is higher protein intake safe for everyone? For adults with normal kidney function, higher protein intake is safe and well tolerated. However, those with chronic kidney disease, end-stage renal failure, or on dialysis require careful protein management tailored to their condition. Any significant dietary change should be discussed with a healthcare provider or registered dietitian, particularly if you have underlying health conditions. Can I meet higher protein targets through diet alone, or do I need supplements? Most adults can meet moderate protein increases, 1.0 to 1.2 grams per kilogram, through whole foods, including fish, poultry, eggs, dairy, legumes, nuts, and seeds. For those with appetite loss, swallowing difficulty, or very high targets, protein-enriched beverages or fortified foods may help. A dietitian can assess your dietary pattern and suggest practical options. Does higher protein intake support weight loss or weight gain? Protein supports lean muscle maintenance during both weight loss and stable weight. If you are losing weight, higher protein intake paired with resistance exercise helps preserve muscle mass rather than losing weight as muscle. If you are maintaining weight, higher protein alone does not cause weight gain. Total calorie intake determines that. As global populations age, the focus of nutritional science is shifting from preventing deficiency to optimizing long-term health and independence. The evidence increasingly suggests that protein intake substantially above current minimum guidelines, combined with regular physical activity, may be one of the most modifiable and cost-effective interventions for maintaining strength, cognitive function, and quality of life across the decades of later life. Updated clinical practice and policy guidance, reflecting this evidence, could help millions of older adults sustain the physical and mental capacity to remain engaged, independent, and healthy for longer. Source: scientists say most people need more protein than current guidelines suggest,